websites previously banned by the Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board as resources for sex education have been reinstated. Last night, the school board reversed itself after hearing from the public. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, most of the objections centered on Planned Parenthood.
Back in October, the school board denied sex educators access to three websites, including Planned Parenthood. The idea was the educators could submit parts of the websites for school board approval, but teachers couldn't exercise their own judgment. Some teachers found that confusing since the board had approved other websites. So Tuesday night, the board reconsidered the ban. Those who testified, like Stephanie Brago, a parent and secondary health teacher, wondered why the district wasn't following its own policy.
It was decided, so I thought, that general sites were not going to be approved and that we had to submit specific pages on sites.
Others, like former school board member Cam Carlson, targeted material on Planned Parenthood's site.
This stuff is pornography. Do we want pornography in our schools?
Indeed, most of the testimony centered on Planned Parenthood, with defenders like retired school teacher and librarian Nikki Eisman telling the board those condemning Planned Parenthood were cherry-picking information.
The first thing it said, Planned Parenthood believes that parents and guardians should be the primary sexuality educators of their children.
And Reverend Leslie Fales said having counseled abused and sexually assaulted women, it was vital to give teachers access to responsible information.
Many of the pages available on these sites do offer teachers a way to have these very complicated conversations with kids and teens who may be in difficult relationships or in danger.
When it came for the board to vote, the last point resonated with school board member Sharon McConnell, who said she was a survivor of sexual violence. And board member Mike O'Brien said the sites addressed contemporary needs.
When I was in school, to be gay was to either suffer in silence or maybe to kill yourself. To be transgender was not allowed.
Colonel Sean Williams didn't disagree, but pointed to explicit content on the Planned Parenthood site, which he said was contrary to proposed school policies.
Even amongst teachers and counselors within the district, that we don't agree on what is inappropriate and what's not inappropriate. We don't agree on that.
At the end of the discussion, the board voted 4-2 to reinstate the websites. Because of lengthy public testimony, it was the only substantive issue the board addressed before adjourning. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.